This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Avraham Avinu tells Sarah, Imri na chosiat, leman yitav li vavarech v'chos anavshi beglalech. Tell them that you're my sister, so that they should give me gifts. So aside from the question of why this was a priority for Avraham, but the Chida in the Pnei David asks, what about the Pasuk in Mishlei, Parak Tezvav Pasuk Chav Zayin, Sani Matanes Yichya, aren't you supposed to detest receiving gifts? One who hates gifts will live, and yet Avraham Avinu seems to be asking for Matanes, asking for gifts. So the Chida explains, based on the Shita, the Sma, in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sivkatan Chav Dalet, in Choshen Mishpat. Says the Sma, what would be in the following scenario? You have a field. Now there are opinions that Karka is not Bedin Chaluka. There's no way to divide Karka, really. So, in terms of this division, the halacha is Reuven could tell Shimon, look Shimon, you take the bigger part and I'll take the smaller part. Shimon might say, why should I take the bigger part? Then you're giving me a gift in Soni Matanes Yichya. Says the Sma, Soni Matanes Yichya does not apply in this scenario. Soni Matanes Yichya only applies when the gift is only for the recipient and the giver and the benefactor stands to gain nothing. But if, let's say, the benefactor stands to gain, for in this case, if they don't split it this way, there'll be no other way to split the land. They'll have to sell the land and divide the money, and that will be an annoyance. So in this case, the benefit of the gift is not only to the recipient, the benefit of the gift is also to the benefactor. And in such a case, we do not apply the rule of Sani Matanes Yichya, because not a gift. I'm doing you a favor also. If the giver is getting something out of the gift, the Sma holds that Sani Matanes Yichya does not apply. Now watch this. Says the Chida. Avraham Avinu says, Leman Yitav Li Vavurech. I want them to give me gifts. Someone who hates gifts will live. Avraham Avinu says, no problem. V'choysanavshi, I'll live anyway. You know why? Because the gifts are biglalech, because of you. Why do you think Paro is giving you a gift? He abused you, or at least it looked that way. So he's giving you a gift to placate you. So who's being nana here? Just you're being nana. Paro is also being nana. So since Paro is also being nana, it's biglalech, it's because of you. In other words, he's giving it because of what he did for you, because of the hana that he was mekabel. And in such a case, I don't have to worry about soinei matanes yechia. In this case, v'choy sanavshi, I'll live anyway. Why? Because the gift was given biglalech. That's the chida in the Pnei David, third Pnei David for the week. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.